Good morning. Today's shiur is sponsored by Kol Zichron Amram in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Dean and Deborah Grayson for their help for the Kol over many, many years. We're going to talk today about the halachos of Nanuim. Now, Nanuim are not ma'akev. If a person did not do Nanuim, the halachos is the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, he still fulfills the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. But the Gemara says they're important to do. The Mishabura says if a person did not do Nanuim at all, he should take the Lulav again and do Nanuim. If he did do Nanuim, and just not in the correct order, etc., then he does not need to do it over again. Okay. There are two minhagim in regards to the direction of the Nanuim, and there are two minhagim in regards to actually how to do the Nanuim itself. The Minhag Ashkenaz, which we'll focus on right now, is that a person should face towards Mizrach, and he will then first do his Nanuim towards the Mizrach, and then we go around clockwise to the right, so he will go from Mizrach, he'll go from Mizrach to Dorum, and then to Marav, and then to Tzofen, and then to Mala, and then to Mata. According to the Mishabura, he does not turn his body in different directions. He stays stationary, facing forwards, and he just moves the lulav to the different directions. Regards to going to Marav, which means it'll be behind him, he leans it over his shoulder. He should be careful when he does that. It should not be facing down, because Nanuim have to be done. We mentioned before that the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim have to be taken derech kedulam, that they're being held the way they grow. So the lulav has to be held facing upwards. So if a person would face the lulav downwards when he's going towards the back, that would be improper to do. Regards to mala and matzah, so mala and matzah is very easy going up, and then going down, the same issue. We should not be mahapach the lulav facing downwards. We should hold the lulav facing upwards and push it downwards. Push the bottom towards the ground, as opposed to turning the top and putting the top towards the ground. There is, the Kavachim brings from the Arizal, that a person would actually turn in the directions that he's going. So each direction he would be facing first towards the east, then towards the south, then towards the west, then towards the north. And then he would then turn facing towards Mizrach and go up and go down. Okay. Now, when you do the actual Nanuim, so there is a concept in Halacha that we want the lulav to make a sound. The pasuk says, "Oh, the oziranu atzehayar." The trees of the forest will sing to Hashem, and that's the sound which the lulav makes. That's referred to as kiskusim, which you as you're moving the lulav, you give a little shake, and the shake causes the lulav to make a sound. You should not do it too hard to cause the leaves to get damaged. That is a toya. That's a mistake to do that. Some people think you should do it. It's not done loudly, strongly. The point is it should be making some sound. While you're doing this, I want to point out that you're supposed to hold all of the aluminium together. That's based on a medrash, that the esrog should be held next to the lula, which has the hadassah and the rubbers attached to it. So the Mishabur brings two opinions of how to do this process of this sound process. So each direction the person is facing, he moves it three times. Once forward, once back, a second time forward, a second time back, a third time forward, a third time back. So it means there's six movements, three forward, three back, in each direction. So according to the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, a person actually only moves it one time in each direction, but as he moves it one time in that direction, he shakes it three times. So as he's moving forward, he gives a shake, a second shake, a third shake. Then he reaches the full extension of his arm. Then he brings it back towards himself, doing three shakes as he's moving it. That's what Shulchan Aruch understands. Comes the Ramah says that no, you must move it three times in each direction. It sounds like, according to the Ramah, that you do not need to shake at all. So Mishabur says that's incorrect. According to the Ramah, also you have to shake. So as you're moving in that direction, the three times, each time you're going to be shaking also. It's not clear if he means you shake it three times, like the Shulchan Aruch says each time, which would be a total of three shakes out, three shakes in, three times, which would be a total of 18 shaking, or it just means one shake in each direction. So one out, one in, and it'd be a total of six shakes. That's not clear in the Ramad. We have to assume, according to what the Shabbat is saying, it would probably just be a total of six, because it doesn't mention that you need more than that. The Sharatzion brings another minig, which he says this is not our minig, that a person holds the lulav very close to his body, which that we should do in general. A person starts with a lulav close to his body and moves it out, then moves it back close to his body three times. So he says, but according to this pshat, a person starts it with it by his body, moves it all the way out without making any movement, any shaking, and then at that point he moves it back and forth three times, with slight movement of his hand. His arm is fully extended, and with his hand he moves it back and forth three times. And that's the shake. Then he brings it next to his body, and he does it again, back and next to his body. He does three small shakes back and forth, and then he moves it back and forth two more times without doing that at all. This is the second approach to how to do nanua. So we have the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says you do shaking as you're moving out, shaking as you're moving back one time. The Ramah says you do that. We do that three times, and according to this other pshat, we do it no shaking at all during the movement. It's after you're fully extended, or after you're fully next to your chest, you do this process. If a person has a different minhag of nanuyim than the tzibur, is it a problem of loisis gadol to follow the different minhag? If the majority of the tzibur is doing one way, are you allowed to do differently? So the Aruch HaShulchan says yes, and he says a major rule in the halacha of Lois Yiskaradu, that's only something which we halachically hold is going to be an issue. It's something you must do, and if you don't do it, you're not Yotzei. So that's where we have the Isra of Lois Yiskaradu. These type of things which are not Ma'akev, Lois Yiskaradu does not apply to. So a person can follow different minhagim in regards to how to do the Nanuim. There is a minhag, according to the Rizal, which he has in actually a different order of, that he goes in the. He moves around, and a person has a minhag, you follow that minhag. Again, it's according to that, there would not be a problem for a person to do a different minhag than the tzibur in regards to that. This should be done right after the person makes the bracha of Al-Matilas Lulav. A person should do these. The full set of nanuim. It's also brought down the person should do nanuim during halal, because as Klai Yisrael is singing the halal, we want the atayar to sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. There are different minhagim in regards to when you do that, but the Mishnah Berurah says for minhag, we'll just point out the following: whether you do it just by the pasuk of Hadol Hashem Kitoyim Kilalom Chastoy, so the Chazan says Hadol Hashem Kitoyim Kilalom Chastoy, and he does his nanuim then, and the tzibur answers four times hoydu when he does the nanuim at that point in time. You do not do nanuim when you say the Shem Hashem. So hoydu for minhag Ashkenazim, a person would go back and forth towards the mizrach. According to the Ramah, it should be three times, with making the kiskusim as he does so. Then he says Lashem without just holding the lulav next to him. Then he would move it towards the south, toiv towards the west, ki towards the north, and then loilom up and chasto down. When the chazan says Yermano Yisrael ki loilom chasto, so there's six words, and we can figure out how to apply the six words by Ona Hashem Hoshiyano. So again, we do not do nanuim during the Shem Hashem. So we do two nanuim during the word Ona, Ona, Hashem, Hoshia, and No. So we do two nanuim during the word Hoshia, the Mishnah Berurah says, and two nanuim, two directions of nanuim, which would be up and down, during the word No. Preferably, the person should do the whole process of nanuim during Hallel, the same way he does it during, right after he says the Bracha. But sometimes the tzibur does not leave you a large amount of time for that. So a person, as he pointed out, any way you do nanuim, you're definitely yotzei. So even a person would just do once in each direction, according to Shulchan Aruch, or making some type of sound as he goes, as opposed to doing three times, or he does three times making one sound each time as it goes, opposed to three in each direction. Whatever he does, he would definitely be yotzei, but it would be preferable to the tzibur that they would have enough time to do the nanuim properly. At this point in time, it's Erev Yom Kippur, so we're going to wish everybody Gemar Chesima Toiva. It should be a good thing, a bench to Yor for all of Klal Yisrael. Mizoch HaBes Hashem on Sunday after Yom Kippur to talk about the continue talking about the halachas of Sukkot, but not we will move on to the halachas of sitting in the sukkah, yeshiva, some of the halachas of yeshiva sukkah, when you're chayiv, how to do the mitzvah the first night properly, etc. So that will be the topic of discussion for the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Have a good day and a Gemara Sima Toiva.